Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. WA school teachers will down tools this morning for the first time in over 10 years as they demand better pay and smaller classroom sizes. 4,000 will gather at Optus Stadium and march to Gloucester Park in the city. The government insists classes will go ahead in some form today. The union says other states are moving ahead with pay rises and improved conditions, but not here in WA. The Prime Minister has called Elon Musk an arrogant billionaire who thinks he's above the law. Anthony Albanese responding to the billionaire's online commentary overnight after a late-night interim federal court order for his platform X to hide videos of the Sydney church stabbing. He's told the ABC Australia will do what's necessary.
And the idea that someone would go to court for the right to put up violent content on a platform shows how out of touch Mr. Musk is.
Overseas, Donald Trump's historic hush money trial is underway with lawyers giving opening statements. The former US president facing a number of charges of falsifying business records, allegedly to cover up a payment before the 2016 election to Stormy Daniels. Speaking outside of court, he says his focus should be on campaigning.
This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail. It's very unfair what's going on, and I should be allowed to campaign.
Doctors are urging people not to give health advice on social media. Alarmingly, a new report finding 8 out of 10 young Aussies are turning to TikTok for medical advice. In sport, good guy Tom Barras will challenge his one-match ban for rough conduct in Derby 58. The defender heading to the tribunal tomorrow morning. Coach Adam Simpson on 7 agreeing he has a great character.
He's a good guy. We'll challenge the incident. We think there's some wriggle room there. We'll see how we go.
And Fremantle's Hayden Young trained well yesterday and is expected to be okay after being subbed out of the derby. But key forward Jai Amos will miss Saturday night's clash against the Bulldogs with concussion.